而今天我想把大家请过来跟大家共同探讨以后至少5年10年我们要做的事情。那么阿里巴巴我们将做成怎么样？我想从黄页的时候我就提过，黄页所要瞄准的对象不是国内战略，而是国际战略。我们所有的竞争对手不在于中国，而在于美国的硅谷。如果说第一，我们把阿里巴巴定位就把它作为国际战略，我们不要把它定位是国内战略。第二个呢，我想就是我们要学会硅谷人的一种拼劲。如果说我们是早上8点钟下班，五点半钟上班，5点钟下班，这个不是搞高科技啊，这个绝对不是我们阿里巴巴能成功。如果说我们有这种精神，反正我上班了，将近8点钟上班，5点钟下班了 ，OK， 赶紧去其他地方。人家美国人强就强他的硬件，强就强他的系统建设，这方面确实比你早。但是玩信息玩软的，中国人脑袋绝不比你们差。我们在座的所有的人的脑袋绝不比你们差。这就是我们敢跟美国人斗的心，我们绝对敢斗。如果我们是好的 team， 好的团队，我们自己知道我们想做什么，我们想干些什么的时候，我相信我们是可以一当十。我们能够赢政府机构，我们能够赢其他很多的民营企业、大的中企业的时候，凭的是我们的精神、我们的意识、我们的创新概念，以及我们这种拼劲才能去斗。否则的话，跟他们有什么区别呢？谁都知道 ，Internet 是个泡沫。我刚才讲的危机感觉 ，Internet 的泡沫现在越来越，什么时候破？然后呢，把股票掉了，哎 ，eBay 股票会涨。那么有一天 eBay 股票涨了以后，可能阿里巴巴社区的股票涨，所以不要担心。我觉得 Internet 这个梦不会破，这个泡沫不会破，我们为后面的3-5年所付出的代价是非常惨重。只有这样的惨重的代价，才会赢得我们未来的取得的成功。那么，目标是2002年，阿里巴巴上市。
You better talk and get his people ready.
I was absolutely going to ask you somebody, what did you learn? Grace, if you can start us off, please. What did you get?
He told a few group of people, hey, because y'all sitting in here, that means you believe in me and this company and what we're about to do. And yeah, we got to go through some pain for 3 to 5 years, but we're going to be successful on the other side of this 3 to 5 years. And we are just as good as the Americans. Who says we're not? Our brains are just as good as theirs. So, hey, let's go and get this done and be successful. And who cares what everybody on the outside says, as long as us in here, this collective, believes that Alibaba will be the biggest thing since whatever, you know, I don't know if he talked about Amazon, but the biggest thing I saw, Yahoo and eBay.
Amazon wasn't big in 1999.
Okay. So, yeah. So, just Yahoo and eBay, I saw he mentioned them. Yeah, we gonna be just as big, if not bigger. So, come on. If you're in, stay in. Strap in. Let's go. And I took that as, that is D6. Come on. Stop playing. What's the difference between us and Amazon? What's the difference between us and all these other conglomerates that I can't think of right now? But you understand what I'm talking about. But, hey, listen. Those of us who are here as a collective,
you must
believe,
know me.
You know, hey, what's the difference between us and Google? Okay, I got that. I got him now. So what's the difference between us and Google? Nothing. So we're going to have to go through some pain for the next however, but we're going to be successful on the other side of that amount of time. So stay strapped in, stay in the plane, and don't suffer alone. When you get discouraged, call one of us. Okay, talk to one of us so we can help build each other up. And stay in here, because if you leave, I'm sorry, you're going to be on the other side. You're going to be the Beyonce. You're going to be the boyfriend before Beyonce it blew up and got Jay-Z. Okay? Don't do that. Don't be that. Don't be that person. Okay? Stay in the play.
Fair enough. Did y'all unmute your mics and clap for Grace, please? I appreciate it.
Ooh, Grace. All right.
Come on, Grace.
Hey, you did that. All I right. See you.
All right. Now I'm going to make a... I thought I did this. Firstly, I'm going to be strategic with everything that I say today due to that's who I am. That video really said everything that I needed to say to you. We have not had a D6 day in a while because I don't trust most of you. Now that we got that clear, allow me to explain to you, firstly, I mean, personally, if it was me, I'd show up on time. It's me. I'm real easy on y'all about that. Secondly, if it was me, I'd brush my teeth. I'd get up. I would, unless I was driving, I'd cut my camera on. Unless I had a second job that I had to be working at, I'd cut my camera on D6 day. You don't have to, but just know that I am paying attention. Just know that, okay? That's two. Also, in that video, Grace adequately explained that we're going to go through pain, etc. And I would like to start off today by telling you, we ain't went through no pain. Nothing. You are going through pain. There's no doubt about it. You are. But the pain that you're going through has nothing to do with me. I am fully aware that you are blaming me for your pain, but that's just path of least resistance. You had your stuff before you got here. Now that I have offended you all with just simple, polite, toned directness, I'll keep going since I'm here. Not only that, most of you, I don't ask you to do anything. The only thing that I've asked you to do is be friendly when you got here and friendly to your colleagues on Line App. You suck at that too. Yeah. Yeah. So right now we have $40 million that I can use at any time to help your complaints, but I can't. I can't for a couple of reasons. For one, and I cannot stress this enough, I do not trust you. Let me just make that very clear. I do not trust you. I almost canceled today because I don't trust you. Because what I ask is simple, decent human being behavior to others. I don't care what you say or do to me. But I watched. I've already removed 3 or something people, and I really want to remove 12 more. But I can't. I can, but I can't. Prathamesh reached out to me when I got silent on the gaming programmers. Wisely. So I did not hold anything against him. Programmers are a very different breed. And the video programming industry is getting dragged through the mud. And there's no jobs, there's no hiring, the AI is making it worse. And programmers are just different. They've always been different. Always been different. Just so we're clear, right here is $10 million 4 times. We currently are in negotiation with $200 million contracts from the government. We are currently in negotiations with $700 million that we do not have to pay back. As far as
wait. Repeat that. The last one you just said.
$700 million that we do not have to pay back. If you're driving, cut your camera. You don't have to cut your camera. Just know that I am noticing that you don't have access to me like you used to. And when I show up, you don't cut your camera. Just know that I noticed that. Just so we're clear. Just know that I noticed that.
Yeah, Ina, that's the part. Can you repeat that one more time for the ones in the nosebleed?
Not have to pay back.
Okay? How much?
$700 million.
Okay, I'm going to mute my mic. Thank you.
700 million. You need money. What you don't understand is business and leadership. Now, right now, for I purposely, if you, I have this completely mapped out what I'm going to do and how I'm going to do it. And for some of you, you're going to go, oh my God, I can't believe he just changed like that. Watch, you'll see, and you have no idea. You have to understand that I was a spy for the United States Army and I'm very strategic. And right now, we're still in the you need to put more respect on my name phase of this meeting. Reason being, because I don't ask you to do nothing. Dion is working her ass off. Ina is working her ass off. Pastor Tony. I always want to call this girl Sarah. Samantha. Simi Goa. They're working their asses off. The rest, Kenneth and the whole sales team, are working their asses off. I'm not asking y'all to do anything else. Unfortunately for Sonia and Anne Marie, they're about to get passwords that they don't know about yet. Ina, if you can unmute your mic, I sent you, tell them what time I sent you a message.
Okay, let me take the message.
Think I misspelled Tanya's name, to be honest with you. I was typing too fast.
Yeah, 5:22 a.m. my time. So that would be like 11 your time.
Yep.
Yeah, 11:22, almost midnight.
Yes. And what did I say?
Remind me tomorrow to create users for Tonya and Marie and Sonia.
They about to work their asses off. I have to add them to a system that is going to suck for them.
I'm
But
ready.
exactly, I was just about to say, but they're ready.
Same.
There you go. It seems as if I'm being mean. Nope, I just have the balls in a meeting to be directly and tell you I don't trust you. So here's the deal. You get to tell me and others how much I'm messing up and how much you don't trust me and how much I'm taking too long and how much you would. If you would have known it was going to take this long, then you would have did something else. You get to do all that. What is rare is someone like me would stand right here and tell you, I don't trust you either. So now that we understand that I want to fire all of you who don't even talk in lineup, we can move on, can't we? Consider that your warning. Because I hired every last one of you on two conditions. That you would be a friend, and we and I, for your friendship, would do group economics. You are violating the friend part and the group economics part. I violated nothing. Just let that silence hang there for a little bit. Now that you know I am not passive, let's have some fun. So what you're going to do now is you're going to have plenty to say after this meeting and blah, blah, blah. And Susan, I don't care. What I care about is your well-being, and we have to face it. My job is to be liberal with my business moves and conservative with my leadership. And at some point, Y'all got to get y'all shit together. Just so we're clear, Ina, the name of this, I don't release these 6 days. You don't release this publicly. You understand? The name of this is Get Your Shit Together. Hey man, I got you on speaker. Uh-huh. I'm in a meeting. I got you on speaker. What you doing right now?
Talking to you.
That's my man. If I seen you.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Do a meeting. Can you join it real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
My man. All right, I'm finishing it to you right now. And okay. Put your camera on because I just got on their ass about not having a camera.
Okay, right on.
Standing. Hey. I forgot where I was, but I know where I'm at in my agenda. You need to get your shit together.
Okay, that was where you was.
Okay, outstanding. Uh-huh. Yeah. Outstanding. Here's the deal. Susan hates everything that I'm saying. Ina hates everything that I'm saying. Deanna hates everything that I'm saying. Pastor Tony wish I was saying it without cuss words. I'm not saying anything wrong. I'm not a liability to this company. You are. Now that we made that clear, somebody just texted me, I'm proud you finally saying it. I have to. I'm not using this as no bully pulpit. I got to be a little bit different with y'all now because now we got money. So let me explain. I brought half of you in November. This company officially, according legally to the United States government, Tracy, April 29th, 2024 is when Density 6 started. Would you like to see? I mean, you know what? You should see, because I like when I talk to people and they do that. So this company started April 29th, 2024. Grace, you're a mathematician. Jalen, you're a mathematician. How long ago was that?
You said April 24th?
April 29th.
April 29th. It's almost, what is it, 2 months ago?
And then y'all got here in November, right?
October.
October, thank you so much.
Well, I guess I can only speak for myself. I can't say no one else.
Mm-hmm. And just so we're clear, April 29th, 2024, Density 6 LLC. That means that if you count October, this means in less than 9 months, I've done more than your family's legacy. Not just you. So we got to do a little something, right? Derek, do me a favor. Unmute your mic for me, please.
Yes, sir.
Without being humble, Will you tell them who you are in technical terms?
I am a software engineer and an executive in the cloud and enterprise system space. I've worked with SAP software for 28 years. Cut my teeth with the mothership with SAP America. Spent time in Germany and Waldorf with the developers. I've also worked with all major hyperscalers. I've worked with AWS, with Amazon, and with Google Cloud. My big claim to fame professionally is that I worked on the implementation of SAP at Google Incorporated or Alphabet Incorporated on the Google Cloud platform. So that's the thumbnail sketch.
Thank you for not being humble, sir. Yeah, I'm usually like, let's hear some of this. This claps, please.
Come on, there you go.
Nice.
Good to see you.
Spectacular.
Spectacular. Again, I got $40 million.
Welcome to the team.
$40 million just sitting, waiting for me to collect. $40 million. I talked to Derek. What I've been doing is I've been stealing the best engineers from the best industries. Derek was one of the first people on my list. And when I knew I needed to have a little bit different meeting than y'all are accustomed to, I called him before the meeting. He missed the call, but he called back right during it. Derek is going to be on a senior executive level of this company. Why? Because we're building stuff that absolutely needs cloud. And I want to dominate the cloud space. And I need someone who has dominated already. Have I made myself clear? Okay, I got three more minutes before I switch on y'all. I can't switch yet, son. You need to get all this gangster I am giving you, okay? You need to get all of it. Again, I don't trust y'all. I cannot lie to you. Almost everybody knew that I brought in. I just don't trust you. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with you. Okay?
Can I say something real quick?
You should. Somebody can say something.
I mean, you basically just reiterating what you said you was going to do. So I hope people are actually kind of listening to that part. And it definitely makes sense apart to put the respect because you literally said this months ago.
Months ago. I told everybody in October, by April, I would know who we are as a company and I would make the proper adjustments. I told everybody that. Go ahead, Phil.
I suggest we take dominant and use the word conquer.
Dominate, you mean? You said?
We use the word dominant a lot. I'm going to dominate you.
Uh-huh.
You think conquer might be a better vibration?
As long as we're talking about the industry, yeah, for sure. It's fine. Better vibration, yeah. I don't want to conquer people. Y'all can do what you want. You can do what you want, okay? So conquer. We want to conquer the industry, and Derek has already been conquering his space. I repeated several times from November forward. Forward, forward, forward is what Pastor Tony just said. Here's the deal. In order for us to deserve the Derek days, you don't get to act like you no more. And I can't allow you to do it. That's why I've had this conversation with you. That in order to be a good tree, you must be a good seed before everybody saw that you was a tree. I'll say it again. In order to be a good tree, you had to have been a good seed. Because every fruit is the likeness of that of a seed. We started, so y'all got here in November. This company is, I just showed it to y'all, April 29th, 2024 is when this company officially started. And to date, We are in consideration for $700 million. We do not have to pay back. There is $1 billion contract I am negotiating with the United States military, well, with the United States government for NASA. And some other stuff that I'm not even mentioning to you right now. So what's the point? The point is that Jack Ma video I started off with. So I'm going to play it again. You got to read subtitles unless you speak simple Chinese. And I'm going to play it again. And then I'll tell you why we're here.
我们要做的事情，那么阿里巴巴我们将做成什么样？我想从黄页的时候我就提过，黄页所要瞄准的对象不是国内站点，而是国际站点。我们所有的竞争对手不在于中国，而在于美国的硅谷。如果说第一，我们把阿里巴巴定位，就把它作为国际站点，我们不要把它定位是国内站点。第二个呢，我想就是。 我们学会硅谷人的一种拼劲。如果说我们是早上8点钟下班，五点钟上班，五点钟下班，这个不是搞高科技啊，这个绝对不是我们阿里巴巴能成功。如果说我们这种精神，反正我上班了，就8点钟上班，5点钟下班了，OK， 赶紧去其他地方。人家美国的强就强，他的硬件强就强，他的系统建设这方面确实比你高，但是玩信息玩软的中国的脑袋绝不比你差。 我们在座的所有的人的脑袋绝不比你们差，这就是我们敢跟美国人斗的一些东西。我们绝对敢斗。如果我们是好的 team， 好的团队，我们自己知道我们想做什么，我们想干些什么的时候，我相信我们是可以一党一党顺。我们能够赢政府机构，我们能够赢其他很多的民营企业、大的东西的时候，凭的是我们的精神、我们的意识、我们的创新概念以及我们这种拼劲才能去斗。否则的话，跟他们有什么区别呢？ 谁都知道，internet 是个泡沫。我刚才讲的危机感觉，internet 这个泡沫现在越来越，什么时候破？然后呢，把股票掉了，哎，eBay股票会涨。那么有一天eBay股票涨了以后，可能阿里巴巴社区的股票涨，所以不要担心。我觉得 internet 这个梦不会破，这个泡沫不会破。我们为后面的3-5年所付出的代价是非常惨重，只有这样的惨重的代价，才会赢得我们未来的取得的成功。那么。 2002年，阿里巴巴上市。
Grace, if you could recap us one more time, I'd appreciate it. You did it so well. I got that video saved in my career. I watch it for no reason sometimes. It just gets me fired up. Go ahead, Grace. Chief Sales Officer, Grace Sanders.
More than the Wolf of Wall Street? Anyway, all right.
Oh, no, nothing does me more than Wolf of Wall Street. Nothing.
Still can't get past that scene, huh?
All right. I still haven't seen the whole movie. You know what? Let me pull it up.
Okay. So what I heard Jack Ma telling the group, his select group of people that are starting Alibaba, and I'm that beginning part, I'm totally missed. So yeah, we can't be we're not just a local company. No, we're not just here in China. No, we're going global. And the only way we could do that, we got our competitors. We have our brains are just as good as theirs. Who are our competitors? Are American competitors in Silicon Valley. And in order to achieve this and succeed, yes, we're going to have to go through 3 to 5 years of pain, but we're not going to succeed if we got this 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. mentality. No, we can't go to work at 8 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m. That hit me. Okay, that's why I brought that up. So look, all of us here, listen, in order to succeed, we're going to go through this pain, but you got to continue to believe that we're going to be just as good, if not better, than our competitors. We're going to be a global name, not only just a Chinese household name. We're going to be a global household name. Everybody in the world is going to know our name, and no one can stop us but us. You can leave, but I'm going to stay on the ship, is what he was saying. So D6, hey, listen. We got to go through some pain or whatever, and you know, and we have not gone through any pain just yet. So we can't have this. I'm gonna get up and go and work at 8 a.m. and leave at 5 p.m. at whatever time that is, wherever you live in the world, and we're just not locally We're not just an we're not an American company. No, we're global. We're global. Okay. We're global. We're going to where we're going. And our CEO is saying, hey, you want to stay in the plane. You don't want to leave here. Now, if you want to, you grown. That's what he's saying. You grown. You can, you know, if you want to, you grown.
Law of allowing.
But if I were you, I'd stay here no matter how painful it got, because you know the end goal. The end goal is not just $700 million that we don't have to pay back. Listen, that's a great starting point, okay? If I know the gentleman is in my top left, with the locks and the beard. Yeah, that's just a starting point. He's going for trillions and whatever's after that. So come on, stay in the plane. Don't leave. When you get discouraged, call somebody. When you get angry, call somebody, okay? But stay here. Don't leave. If you do, I'm telling you, this is the best way he's ever described something. The boyfriend that dumped Beyonce, yeah, that's, you don't want to be in that.
He cheated on her, but.
You don't want to be in that spot. You don't want to be in that spot. So there we go.
That makes him worse. He cheated on Beyonce before she became Beyonce. That's you've proven my point even better. That makes him worse for sure. He could be a billionaire right now, for God's sakes. Go ahead, Jane.
One thing I caught randomly was about competition. And I don't know, maybe I saw a little bit deeper because of like where we are. But I don't know. In my mind, I feel like our competition is the world. It's not where we are.
Competition is Apple.
Well, that part too. So never mind.
There you go. All right. My competition is Apple and Google. I don't see anybody else's competition. You're about to see it in a second. And I'm very competitive. So let me tell you why I started to mean off that way. Well, one is obvious. None of y'all would share $40 million with people who complain and don't do anything. None. Nobody here would do that.
Look, first off.
Nobody here would do that.
First off. Okay,
thank you, Tracy. Nobody here would do that. So just on the strength of that, you know, you must now forgive me, even though I didn't do a single thing wrong. I just understand how to talk directly and gently. I watched my tone. Gently told you I cannot trust some of you because of the way you are behaving. Now that we understand that, here's the big problem though, Derek. I have $40 million that I got to pay back. I can't accept it. You know why? Because half the people here are stopping our ability to do something that the industry calls cash flow. Can we talk now? What you're asking, what you need, what you're praying for comes with responsibility. And it is very wise of a CEO to know taking money is an illusion. Let me make myself very clear. One of the worst things to ever happen to companies since the dot-com bubble or the dot-com boom, I don't want to be negative here, since the dot-com boom, 1998 technically, is accepting money. You know why? Because money is a mirage. It makes you think you're successful until you have to go be successful. Snapchat, still to this day, has never recorded a profit. Every meal dash service, DoorDash, TradeDash, GrayDash, Uber Eats, all of them have never recorded a profit. That whole industry is $50 billion in debt. Netflix is currently $35 billion in debt. Greatest thing to ever happen to me is I am a straight capitalist when it comes to this money. We don't have the ability to pay back a $40 million payment a month. Are we clear? Therefore, if I let the crowd decide, you're going to say, take the money. But Derek, that's dumb. because y'all need to get better. As a company, we are fantastic. But that we ain't everybody here. Now, do I respect the 80-20 rule? For sure. Do I respect the fact that we ain't the best of the best? For sure. But what was asked of some of you is just chill. We coming your way. You can't even do that. So let me show you what's in front of you. We are competing with governments. Right now, here's what I've done. So I've invented something called Burn Chat. I've invented something called Burn Chat that uses quantum encryption, which I've literally, of the whole world, it's probably 22 people in the world that can conquer, dominate quantum encryption. And this company is a world leader at quantum encryption. That $40 million y'all just saw in the bank is for this one brand. And Grace, if you could, what am I in the process of doing?
$500 million.
Thank you so much. Listen, instead of creating a company, I created 18 companies. Each division is its own company. Burn Chat is secure. We need Derek because I'm not going to put Burn Chat on Microsoft Teams, on AWS. Why would I do that? Why would I do that? Why would I ask Apple to give us cloud space when we're coming for Apple? Doesn't make sense. We need to build our own cloud infrastructure. Now, don't we? I'm starting to make sense now. I'm like, oh, all right, there you go, Antonio. I see why you did what you were doing. I see why you said what you were saying. And the budget is there. I can start, so there's two budgets for Burn Chat. There's a $465,000, I call it foundational budget, which gets all our stuff together, which pays for that Derek Day guy. He's expensive, let me just tell you, okay? Too expensive. And then gets us to where we want to be. As soon as Burn Chat right now, it's competing with the United States government, the Republic of China, and Russia. You're absolutely not paying attention. We're competing with governments because it is the most encrypted way on the planet to send messages. And Derek Day, you're going to love this part. And nothing, absolutely nothing, gets saved on the servers. For those of you who aren't technical, you don't get what I just said. We have servers to hold the hosting. I'm trying to simplify this for y'all. But we're not storing any data. And right now, the United States military and some agencies, I cannot even tell you, want to use Burn Chat. And Burn Chat is 95% finished. 95% finished, yep. There's only two problems with Burn Chat. Would you like to know the problems?
Absolutely.
I don't have Derek Day. I'm not even trying to big him up. 100%. The code is 95% done. It's just me and Mustafa, mostly me because I just brought him in. Code is 95% done. I'm ready to deploy. The problem with that is I can't trust AWS not to hold information. See my problem? I can't trust Wasabi not to hold my information. So what I build, I have absolutely zero choice, but to build my own server room, my own server building. Is this making sense to y'all?
Yes.
I have no choice because go there. Raheem, you interrupt at any time.
And scale that a little bit because it's what you want to build is not a data center. Building data centers is easy. What you're talking about is building an entire new cloud infrastructure.
That's correct.
And so what we would be doing is building up a hyperscaler incubator.
Yeah, I hear him. Go into more detail for me, Derek, while I pull up this note to back up what you're saying.
So hyperscaler is a term that we use to quantify AWS, Azure, and Google Cloud. They are not the only cloud players in the world. We just saw Jack Ma. Alibaba has their own cloud that's beginning to make inroads in the United States. IBM has a cloud. And then some of the software as a service providers like Salesforce, Ariba, and so forth, they all have their own cloud. So basically, when I talk about a hyperscaler incubator, what we're doing is building the infrastructure on which a new cloud can be built. So when we talk about in the Middle East, they're doing something called cloud seeding, whereby they create conditions for rain to fall. So they're seeding clouds to create rain. So what we're doing is we're seeding an infrastructure with which that we're able to rain on the commercial world.
Well said. And I'm about to smack that up. Look, Grace just messaged me. It's probably
wait a minute. I love how he said, so we can rain on the commercial world. Come on with the wordplay.
Understanding. We know. Anyway, we're going to talk about that later. Here's the deal. I'm going to say it again. First off, I noticed who was late. I'm going to make this very clear. Okay. I said this already. I've been watching you. I've been watching most of you take advantage of our friendship. Let me tell you something. I will fire you just so we can still stay friends. Just so we're clear, because you're going to mess the friendship up. Keep doing what you're doing. Sometimes you have to kill a relationship so you let that person live. Who know what I'm talking about? Okay, then. You know, we can't do this no more. We need to break up. Before I saw a post on Facebook, a lady put a fork in front of her face just to remind her what jail looked like. She put it real close to her face and she could look at the bars. You know, hey. Y'all lying because burn chat. So Grace has asked me, is that legal? I don't want you to go to jail. It's not just legal and illegal, Grace. It's never been done before. It has never been in. It's never been, first off, anything quantum. Well, luckily I'm a huge big old nerd, but anything quantum encryption is still coming out. And for the last, remember, Density 6 started 2 years for me. It started in November for some of y'all, and according to the government, it started in April this year. For the last 2 years, I've been working on quantum encryption. And I'm watching. And here's the deal. I promise you, I hear your complaints. And every time you complain to me, I just say, okay, let's do that. Let's fix that. But we're sitting on $40 million plus another $750,000 plus another $5 million that I can use it. The only thing that has to be paid back is $40 million. The rest of this does not have to be paid back. It's 100% ownership by me, and there's no investors involved. We're just so good at what we do. Grants and companies are just throwing money at us. I need to build our own cloud. I've already built our own ChatGPT that is not for sale. It is just think of it as Jarvis for Iron Man. It is just to power our own stuff and make me smarter. That's nothing else. There's no way that I could have built quantum encryption the way I have done it without first building my own AI to help mentor me. It's my secret. People go, how you doing this? Well, the first thing I did was got rid of my weaknesses and built something dangerous to help me. It's the first thing I did. I really 100% need you to understand what this man just said. We have to build our own infrastructure, because what I am building, let's talk about it. Here is Burn Chat. And get the budget real quick. Let's go with the three biggest features on Burn Chat is quantum encryption, forensic auditing capabilities, and restricted access mode compliance. What else does it have in it? It's got zero knowledge proof systems. That might as well be crypto, for God's sakes. You're not paying attention, okay? Mm-hmm. All these what's things here.
What's forensic audit? Anytime I see the word forensic, I think about CSI. That's just me.
FBI level things, to keep it simple. FBI level things. Why? Why did I build this? Because I'm a former Special Operations Intelligence Sergeant for the United States Army, and I know how we communicate. What's our competitive advantage? I'm a former Operations Intelligence Sergeant for the United States Army, highly decorated, 2 times combat, and I know how we communicate. Why are people throwing money at us? Because a former Operations Intelligence Sergeant, spy for the United States Army, 2-time combat, highly decorated, disabled veteran, has built a quantum encryption app website that not only has the best Bitcoin level encryption, then quantum encryption, but then it has self-destructing messages. And on top of that, Derek, nothing is held in the service. You can't even reset your password. Because if you reset your password, we're holding information on you. See, that was a nerd joke. I didn't look at Derek's the way, but I'm assuming he got what I said. Okay. if we can reset your password, we're holding information.
Correct.
Can't even reset your password. This is why we're doing government contracts. This is why we have no clients. This is why I've built the way I built. So Burnchat has two problems. One, we need to build our own infrastructure. The second problem is the moment we deploy it, we're going to break that infrastructure we built. So we better build correctly.
The way the chat would be structured would be similar to Snapchat. You know, Snapchat, you can't save messages unless you tap on them.
For sure, but Snapchat is absolutely saving your data and then using that to give you ads and then using that to monitor your location, using that to personalize your experience. We don't do any of that. There's no ads on any of our platforms. There's no I don't believe in third parties. And there's, you have to, the greatest thing happened to me was having a top secret security clearance still to this day. And the idea of giving someone else our information, I just can't do it. We're big tech, but the exact opposite of big tech. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Grace.
What did you say the second problem was? Once it's built,
we're going to break what we build. Do you know how many people are going to want Burn Chat?
Everybody. Whether you're a CIA, FBI, or just regular Joe Schmo, because you're not going to keep my information.
I'm in the process of building algorithms, and it put me in such an ethical dilemma, because, man, if I was a sex trafficker, I would be so excited about Burn Chat. No, if I was a sex trafficker, if I wanted to bomb some building, child pornography, I have a whole different.
See, every time I think you are acting normal, you become a hooligan.
You know, there are bad actors. There are bad actors that are going to use it, and so that's a whole. If I went to rob a bank, you know, all right, send a message, and it's gone. It's gone as soon as you, etc.
This will take creeping to a whole new level.
And you know what? And I'm all for you creepers. You good. I'm not going to create algorithms against you. You're okay. You're okay.
Is there something you can do for the bad apples?
No, never. Because they're just as smart as us. Never. The only thing I can really do is keep getting smarter and hire them to keep getting smarter and try to stay off Capitol Hill. No, that's about it.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the sex trafficking and that part.
No, because as long as we're on planet Earth, that's going to exist. Jesus couldn't stop getting betrayed.
You're right.
No.
I know that's the other reason you brought Mr. Derek Day in. I'll be looking at Mr. Derek Day's.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't look at his post. Everything he say though, I agree with. This will be clear. Okay. Everything he say, I agree with. I agree to everything he say. All right. As a minister, I have confidential conversations, so this will work awesome. See, didn't even think about that. One of the first people I want to. Anyway. I almost said too much. That's not this kind of meeting. It's not this kind of meeting, Jerome. Okay, that's almost not this kind of meeting. Not this kind of meeting. Y'all get it. That's $500 million. Pastor Tony just sent me two big grants today. We're in over $500 million worth of grants. Grants and stuff you don't have to pay back. He just sent me one is up to $2 million. And the thing is, you have to build something that changes the world. Is it safe to say that Burn Chat is innovative and would change the world? Absolutely, right? But watch this here. Not just that. Here is one of our holy grails, D6 solar glass. I am in the process of building transparent solar panels that have 50 different applications. One of the first ones I'm working on right now as we speak is a cell phone screen that charges your phone. No need for batteries. So there's something called Moore's Law, invented by the inventor of Dell. He says that technology.
Founder of Intel.
Founder of Dell, excuse me, yeah.
Intel.
Intel, thank you so much. Intel, I'm tripping. Yeah, there you go. That every 18 months, technology doubles itself, right? Yeah, every 18 months, technology doubles itself. Facts. At some point, that's going to stop, but maybe not. Who knows? If I have my way with it, it ain't going to stop, but that's a whole different story. Just so we forget what we're doing, let me just go down and do me a favor. Y'all unmute your mics and clap for Ina. She made all this. She took my boring black 12 font. Yeah. She took my 12.
Yes.
Yeah.
Ina's awesome.
Yeah, awesome. I mean, you don't even want to see these financial projections. I mean, it's crazy. But hold on, I'm getting to the. Oh, hold on. There we go. All this top secret. You shouldn't even know about it. Mobile devices, public transportation, airplanes. Imagine airplanes completely solar powered. Don't worry about it. Street lighting, skyscrapers, houses, hospitals, schools, sports stadiums, emergency relief, wearable technology, mobile charging. Parking lots, remote station, military bases. Right now, I am talking to the United States military through SAM.gov. I am talking through all the government services through SAM.gov. I am doing searches sought. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about, I'm going to keep it that way. And I am taking a 12 to 18 month goal of striking. I have striking relationships with the city of San Antonio, with NASA, and some other with the United States Military Combat Training Division, who we're pitching to create robotic limbs and VR and AR simulations to make soldiers bigger, faster, better. That's happening right now. Actually, that's been happening for the last 2 months.
That would be amazing.
absolutely amazing.
Tell me about it.
And you can thank Dion. Everybody at Mutual might clap for Dion because she is the reason it's happening, because she's doing all the preliminary paperwork for me.
All right. Way to go, Dion.
Thank you. Thank you. Can I just say, can I say one thing?
You sure can.
You know, even the work that I'm doing right now, you know, that 8-9 to 5, I personally have to get out of that. You know what I'm saying? Because there is more that I need to do. So if anybody's wondering, yeah, I'm doing work, but I know I could do a whole lot more. And just putting it out there to you.
And I ain't even asking folk to do work. These folk that's doing work, they doing too much work. God bless them. God bless them all. Okay. God bless. Same thing I told all y'all. Same thing I told Derek. I told Derek, dude, wait a minute. I just need to do some things first. I'm going to bring you in. I don't care if he can go, Apple can go get him. I'm going to say what they pay. I need to pay you a little more. I need to bring your butt over here. Okay. I need to come over here. And, reason I am doing something that does not exist because I'm not motivated until I try something that does not exist. Phil and Susan know this about me. It's what I do. I cannot get motivated for something regular. I do the face. I don't have it in me. I don't have it in me. So we're genuinely. Our only problem with D6 Solar, I think that's something like $1 million, $2 million or something, is I want to control, Derek, where we mine at. I want to own the mine. This is what I'm telling all the banks and all the stuff. I want to own the mine. I don't want to, because if a third party tells you what something costs, then you don't own your business. That's how my capitalistic Republican side of my brain work. We know I ain't Republican or Democrat, but that's, you know, I jostle. I am liberal in business, conservative in money. A perfect connection. A perfect connection. So we have set before us this opportunity to change the world. And we can't sit around the way we've been sitting around them. That's why I started the meeting off that way. I'm not tripping. Look at what we're doing. And then look at what we're doing. Same words, two different ways of communicating. You get it? Look at what we're doing. And then look at what we're doing. Video games. I've paused the video games. I am now working on the video games myself. To be honest with you, I couldn't trust the video game programmers. I can trust Todd. I can trust Prop the Mesh. But right now, I had to pause that due to the fact that there you go. I won't finish what I was going to say. You know, the more money you make, the more you watch your words. I don't know if y'all know that. Mm-hmm. I've gotten so routine, Grace, with these long, uncomfortable pauses. Can't quote a pause. Can't quote a pause. I only say what I want to say, no matter how direct it is, no matter how mean you may perceive it, or how you go, can't believe you said that. I stand on that because I know you can't take me to court for that. And if you do take me to court, I'm just going to Donald Trump you and keep you in there so long that I break you before you take me to court.
You mind if I hold you on that?
Yes. Absolutely. All right. I'm wrapping this up now. We don't need the full 2 hours. What we have done is absolutely amazing. Same thing I told Dr. Ferris, same thing I told Derek. I literally told a lot of you great people. I literally told a lot of you great people. It's like, look, I need to third quarter. Some of y'all came in a little sooner. I told you I need to third quarter. It's not like I fibbed. I said I need to the third quarter. I understood. I understood what I was doing. Okay. And I understand how money works. Understand that. Okay, got you. Someone just volunteered to go anywhere. I need plenty of things done. What we need to do right now is we need to learn how to keep Grace. I need. Oh, wait. Before Grace, remind me to come back to I need math from you. Remind me to do that. Okay. Call it cash flow math. Don't let me forget. Your company perks, which I'll send out to you. I know you don't have it. You'll have it in a standard thing. I'm still fixing our culture guide. I'm still doing that. I can finish it now, but the more I interact with y'all, the more I know, nah, I don't want that in the culture. So I'm kind of using y'all as a living thing. We don't need that in the culture. We're building a different culture. The culture here is, this culture is built off group economics. I am sharing my wealth is what I'm doing. But I also know I can't cast my pearls to swine, to borrow from the Torah. Okay. So we've got to be careful there, right? It's a little bit of both and. So I'm all for loving people back to wholeness, Kenneth. But everybody won't let you love them back to wholeness. There's a delicate balance. It's a delicate balance. And I'd rather get burnt than to live in righteousness. Right? The moment, like, truth stops grace. So the moment you're always operating in truth, you're not giving anybody grace. So my leadership style is all grace. And then stuff happens. And that's okay. I can live with stuff happening and having to adjust. I cannot live with not giving you a chance. That makes me lose sleep. Not giving you a chance makes me lose sleep. Getting screwed over, talked about, nah, whatever, who cares? That doesn't bother me. You making 1,000 mistakes. You know how many mistakes Ena done made? Child. Okay, that doesn't bother me. Doesn't bother me at all. What bothers me is not giving you an opportunity to make mistakes and for actually making you think mistakes exist. They do not exist. There's no such thing as a mistake. We will figure it out the same way all the top companies figured it out, by messing up. That's the secret. That's the secret. There's nobody. Steve Jobs has a great, one of his speeches he did right before he died. He has a great talk, or that was before he died. That was a commencement speech about nobody smarter than you. We're all bumping around this world, figuring things out. And once you realize that, that's where we win. So right now, I am offering you free credit repair. It's part of your employee perks. There's a $50 donation attached to it. And right now the donation is going to adopting kids in India and Africa. Only because you suck when you don't give to people or something. I don't know what else to tell you. Like, whenever something's free, you take it advantage. You take advantage of it. It's 100% free credit repair, plus free personal business funding raisings to get to $100,000. It's 100% guaranteed. Not that I have to have confidence in that. Everything in credit is an algorithm. It takes faith and prayer out of it. There's no need to pray over credit. Stop praying over your credit. It's an algorithm. An algorithm means a set of instructions. That's it. Everybody brushed their teeth this morning. That was an algorithm you used. If you're like me, you wet the toothbrush first, because how dare you be a psychopath and put a dry toothbrush in your mouth? You wet it first, and then you put the toothpaste on, and then I do front, right side, right top, front again, right side, right top, go to the left. This is just my set of instructions. I am so much in a set of instructions that I am ambidextrous, even-handed, but if I put my toothbrush in my left hand, I can't do those set of instructions anymore. Not as natural as I can. It's just an algorithm. You don't have to pray about an algorithm. Put a seed in the backyard, the algorithm of nature will take over. So you get $100,000 in business funding. Grace put the link out. There's a coupon. I will take your $2,200. Or you can get it for free and give to the homeless or something like that. And I'm going to force you to start an LLC entity or corporation stuff, and then we're going to raise you $500,000 over there. as what an employee. Yes, sir.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to cut you off.
You never out of
power. Is this for someone that already has one? You still want you to start a new one? Or
if you already got one, just keep what you got. Nope. If you already got one, keep what you got. Yeah. Keep what you got.
What if I wanted to start my Series LLC and use it on that instead?
That's what I would do. That's what I would do.
Okay. I would absolutely do the same way.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. I would actually, matter of fact, I'd get $500,000 for both your entities. To be honest with you, I mean, what's better than more money? More money. But again, that's my conservative side coming out. You know, I get real Rosenthalish with my when it comes to money. But anyway, this is free. Why is this free? Because you have no idea. I was going to say this, but here's the deal. I don't care about your credit. I care about giving you the credit so you can go invest in real estate with me and hear me very well. Your job is to take my money and put it back in your economy. It is not to be an employee. I dare you go find a CEO telling the people that. Your job is to take my money and to put it in your economy and have people paying your economy so you can have indestructible income the way I do. My job, as you being an employee of Density 6, is to create indestructible income for you. And it's not to make you debt slavery, because that's what you are as long as you are an employee of Density 6. Let me explain this to you very well. And I'm telling you how the top 1% work. In order to have wealth, you must already have wealth. You don't have that. I do. This means I'm looking forward to the next recession, even though we're already in one. You know why? Because everything I own is going to get more wealthy. Have I made that clear? I know it sounds terrible, but at least I have the fortitude to tell you out loud. So right now, everybody here is my labor force. Even though you've been super late, there's 27 of you that are my labor force. So what happens? In order to become wealthy, you must already be wealthy, but you can't do that. So then how do you get to the wealthy in the first place? You must have a labor force. The only way to create wealth in a capitalistic society is to have a labor force. The only way to create wealth in a communist society is to make the entire citizenship a labor force. The only way to make money on planet Earth, unless you go to Mars and they did something different, is have a labor force. And if humans from Earth go to Mars, the first thing we're going to do is establish capitalism and religion. It's the first two things we're going to do. We're going to mess up Mars with money and religion all over again. So right now you all are my labor force. And as a labor force, you have one job: to make that entity wealthy. And I am telling you that I have designed perks for that not to happen to you. Now, yesterday, I just negotiated to buy 40-something fourplexes all at once. I didn't even tell Deanna because I didn't feel like going through the explanation, to be honest with you. She told me, just do it. So I did not feel like going through the explanation.
You ain't even have to. Come on, sir.
I know how to get y'all to buy 20 fourplexes at one time and never use your credit score. Okay, good job.
And these you ain't got to live in, right?
Say it again.
And these you don't have to live in, right? Because you're doing investments now.
No, it's all investor properties.
Okay.
Yeah. Tracy, that's both employees. Both. Okay. All right. I heard somebody say Antonio. It was that.
Yeah, that was me. I just want to make sure that I got this because I got it in my box here. This is the personal credit repair and funding and expert business funding.
If you get into, okay. Yes, the answer is yes. I left something out. I'm glad you said that. I told Tracy this yesterday, and I forgot to tell the rest of y'all. Here's my condition with you. If you, now you're going to give a $50 donation to the homeless, and you just going to be, right now we're going to Compassion International. It's who we're going to. So compassion.com. Just so we're clear, you can pull it up on the screen for me now. Compassion.com. Compassion International, who we'll be going through. I will send those funds July 1st due to I started a new Stripe account and they're not releasing the money until July 1st. Yep, nothing I can do about that. You know, they hold it for 21 days. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. Some of y'all, family. If you don't have a business, you don't understand. Okay. So right there, this is who we're going through. We're sponsoring children in Africa and India. You stop your screen real quick. I promise you, just let me say this so you can sue me. I'm only looking for black and brown children to sponsor. Somebody else's ministry, Sonya, is to go adopt white kids. I can't relate.
Will we adopt these kids?
Absolutely. And if I ask y'all to write letters, be ready. It's as simple as that.
No, so they're just staying over there and we adopt them and we write letters or whatever, but
this is correct.
Okay.
This is correct. Absolutely. Because we care. And this ain't no political thing. The news ain't gonna never hear about it. I ain't posting about it. It's just that in order for you to pay attention to class, you're going to give some rice to some kid who needs it and send them to school. You understand? You activate your blessing one way or the other. Now, as Cat Williams say, this universe got a banking system. You're going to put $50 into it. Here's the point. If you, Daniel, get into the credit thing, I'm going to automatically enroll you into the real estate thing. Automatically. And the real estate thing is I'm going to teach you and give you access to all my agencies, all my mortgage, all my everything. And I'm going to teach you now to buy real estate all over America, not just Texas. Yesterday was just Texas. I just struck a new deal. And you have options. But the goal is for you to have a $10 million net worth and $500,000 of rental income every month. So if you work for me, it's because you feel like it.
Is that $500,000?
This is correct, sir.
Okay. I just want to make sure I wasn't hearing things.
No, sir. You half a million.
Antonio?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, Jay just walked.
See how the meeting changed, y'all? I told y'all. I did what I did at first on purpose. Go ahead.
Jay just walked in here, and I want, because I don't want to blunder nothing. So I want you to repeat what you were mentioning about the credit repair and then how it leads into the other course that you're the other thing you're talking about. He just walked in, so I want to make sure that I'm not missing nothing, and I want him to hear it.
I will go into more detail this time. I want 87 employees with $500,000 in rental income.
Wow! So
this is what I want. This is my vision. I got it completely written down. That means you need to buy 105 fourplexes. To be honest with you, that's what that means. One in a 4.2. But it's actually 105 because I don't think you could buy 0.2 of a house. I don't think that's possible. Maybe. You know what? There's a capitalist out there that figured it out. Airbnb. They was like, hey,
rich. I was just going to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sleep on those cots. It could be duplexes too. But, you know, basically, if it's a good deal, get it. But of course, do you want four checks or two? It's basically what I'm asking you, you know. We can do it all out. So you need them. So that basically means Grace 105 times four is 420.
Yes.
Okay. So that means you need 420 doors to get $500,000 a month in rental income. We can simplify it that way. I am forcing every employee that begins in the next first and second year to do this. You have no choice. I am genuinely going to fire half of you, not because you did not do this, since I don't trust you. And who is left is going to be $500,000 in rental income. And I have to fix your credit first. And that fixing your credit class ends October 7th. If you have good credit already, then you need to let me know, because you're going to get there faster. This is not about credit. I want you to hear me very well. As rich as Derek Day is, money not moving makes you poor. Credit not being used makes you poor. Your job is to take credit, turn it into cash, and then turn it into cash flow. But a middle-class person doesn't know how to do that, because you're so scared of your 797 credit score dropping down to a 720. But let your $797 credit score jump down to a 720, because it would only be there for 90 days. Your rental income would pay off your credit card. Credit is a bad thing. Remember, your government rewards you for how well you handle debt. You cannot be as wealthy as me without mastering debt. Your job is to pass your debt, Mr. Day, unto your renters. And if y'all listen to what I'm saying, then you would literally work here because you feel like it. And I'm going to teach you how to leave this company, as I promised from day one, and I've been doing it ever since, and I have not went back on my word. So I have the right to sit here and tell you, yeah, you can't act like this no more. Because if you know somebody else raising $100,000 for you, $500,000, and doing it for free, and then rolling you into real estate, and then giving you all his resources so you don't need him, then by all means, go over there. But if that's not the case, then I'm a fool for letting you mistreat me all these months. Gotta put some respect on my name at some point.
Bishop.
Yes, sir.
How you doing, sir?
Oh, you know me, man. I'm good. I'm about to work out right after this. Yes, sir.
So you're making it. Listen, so when does the 50 have to be in? When does this money has to be in so we can start doing this?
There's only ASAP. Five slots left. ASAP is the answer. It's only five slots left. But since you asked,
and can I know you wait for the third?
Yes, I can. It's not my Antonio. Money either. Yes, sir.
Antonio.
My man, I knew, you know what?
Them two in.
Come on, Uncle Jerome.
Jerome is sponsoring you and your wife. Can y'all unmute your mic and clap for all three of these
Oh,
parties?
Wow. Thank you, Uncle Rome.
Yes.
Wow.
Nice.
Wow.
That's who we are. This is, see, y'all don't act like that, because y'all, you just got here. You understand who we are.
Like, I'm start crying.
You should cry, sir, so I get it on camera. Yes. We need an Oprah moment. It's $50.
Get up, master.
That's it. I forgot that you speak in tongues. Speak them all. Nah, dog it. I'm not tripping.
That means it's only three spots left, right?
No, I'm going to make sure all you employees get in.
Okay.
Yeah, Kenneth. We need to go get my $2,200 from outside these employees, though. You understand?
Gotcha.
There you go. All right, then. Because I want my money and you want your commission, don't you?
Chris said he is. All right,
then. Which Chris? Okay, I got my 50 today once I paid. All right. Do not sleep on this. This is not about, Employee perk number 13 inside of the financial wellness says I would do free credit repair with Phoenix Eon. Since Phoenix Eon is not out yet, I'm just doing it manually. And I'm not just going to fix your credit. I'm going to teach you how to do it. This means that you don't need me no more. I'm going to give you every script that I use. You're going to get every document. Ina is currently making the documents for me right now because all I got is this pretty little papers. You know, that's how well, they ain't pretty. In fact, I'm going to show y'all one of them just so y'all can understand what I'm talking about. Okay? This ain't understand what I'm talking about because this is vital to you all finally learning how to take back your life. And here's the deal. I have to be reminded. There's two people groups that. Here's my secret Linda list. This is one of the things you're going to get in the class. And it's telling you what you need and what's going on. And they go way down her.
Wow.
I'm a whole billionaire out here.
Jesus.
That was appropriate, Grace. That was a good time. That was appropriate. Jesus. Okay. Yeah, I'm not regular. Y'all have access to me. You treat me regular. And I'm humble. But I ain't regular. Okay. I'm not regular. I want you to think about this for a moment. I want Sonia to not need me. You didn't come here for a job. I didn't hire people who wanted a job. I let go of people who want a job. I brought you in because of two reasons. We're going to be friends that do economics. Do group economics. And every last one of y'all heard that from me. Nobody has not heard that. Why you think Anne-Marie cut for me? Anne-Marie don't cut for nobody but her husband. You understand? All right. You're automatically enrolled. If I see you in the credit, you're going to roll over to the real estate. It will probably be another $50 donation. You will be okay. Only because I want you to pay attention over there too. Trust me, your $50 don't pay none of my bills. Okay. They don't. They absolutely do not. You know, I had to do this. Should I do this?
Antonio?
Yes, sir.
While you're thinking, let me plug again the Think and Grow Rich, a Black Choice on Mondays. And there's also, we've recorded every one of them. If you want to keep the mindset in the right place to do what we're talking about, I encourage you immensely to take in part in this. Because if we can get all of our minds working on that level, that's when things really start to happen. So it's Monday, 9 o'clock Eastern time, and we've recorded every one of them. I think we're into our fourth lesson now. So just a little commercial, a little plug.
Please do that on Mondays, y'all. I just had an England number call me. Do that on Mondays, y'all. Please, 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 please. It's a really good book, too. Grace.
Yes, sir.
I need to teach y'all. Let me just do the I'm going to do the personal credit thing one more time. It ain't about credit. If you own a home and you have $80,000 equity in your home, you are a fool. Let me help you. The only person benefiting from that is your government. As long as we have something called fractional reserves, your government is using your money. I dare you to go to the bank and try to pull $1 million out. They don't even have it in the bank. It's not even in the bank.
Can you repeat the first line?
Yes. As long as you have $80,000 equity in your house, you are a fool. The only person benefiting from that is your government. You've been taught a middle class lie, and middle class has their wealth tied up in their house. But money has no value if it's not moving. Money, definition of money, is in two forms. One, a medium of exchange. Two, a storehouse of wealth. In your house, You are not exchanging it. It is a storehouse for wealth. When is the last time your house made you money? They lied to you. So you need to move it into a medium of exchange and take that $80,000 and then put it on a fourplex, fiveplex, sixplex, and then have that $2,000, no, have that $3,600 a month paying off your HELOC that you just got, home equity line of credit. The only way to be good is to be free. Anyway, I gotta go. I need to teach y'all immediately, Grace, what is 20%, 25% of 10 million?
2.5 million?
Yeah.
I need to teach this entire company how to have 2.5 million in sales every month in our bank account. This is why I cannot accept the money. Because I lend, I'm a hard money lender. And what we look for is something called cash flow. This company needs to get better at keeping, how much did you say, Grace? Jalen?
2.5 million.
I need 2.5 million steadily in the bank accounts. You want to win? That's what we need to do. It's as simple as that. Now, if you're not on the sales team, I told everybody here is on the sales team. You're just doing it by sharing post or at least saying good job sales team. At least do it. If anybody has the right to complain, it is them. They got no days off. Sales team works 7 days a week. Anyway, whatever y'all want to think. I'm just telling you what it is. Okay, so we got Dairy Day in. Use that employee discount, or go, but I will take your $2,200. You hear me? And act like it is. Oh, I don't see the $2,200. I'll be fibbing. Grace, 9:35. I'm done. We need to learn how to have $2.5 million in our bank account. Am I making this clear?
Yes.
May I explain to you why? Because if we can keep $2.5 million in the bank account, at any time, at any point, I can call forth another $10 million for no reason. You want good salaries? Make us powerful enough to call forth $10 million for no reason. Payroll going to be $1.5 million, at least $8.5 left. You want us to become, well, we're already a billion-dollar company, so you want us to become a $100 billion company with cash reserves like Warren Buffett? Everybody look at Derek Day. He's not the most important man y'all ever seen in your life. Because what he can't do, he can make 2 or 3 phone calls and say, hey, man, I need you over here. Or, hey, what's that thing we worked on? What was it called? He can call folk we can't call. Is that clear? If all we had, yeah, you're right, $1 trillion. If all we had was our own infrastructure, we wouldn't even be having this conversation. I wouldn't even need no products. I'd just sell the infrastructure. We would be an infrastructure as a service. I know y'all don't know what that means.
I do.
Yeah, you do. We would be infrastructure as a service. We absolutely would. We can do it now. I just don't want clients. I want government clients. Whatever. I want 2 billion people using our software as a service per month. I want the government using our platform as a service. I'm only talking to nerds right now. Using our platform as a service. And to be honest with you, I don't want nobody using our infrastructure as a service, because that is where we're going to own patents. I don't know how much you understand and how much you get what I'm saying, but I promise you, somebody going to jack my that one part that I just said right there. And 10 years from now, they're going to say, this man said this 10 years ago in the meeting. And what I just said was one heck of a plan, but we've already done it. We're already there. That's why I'm so interested in Derek. And it just happens to be, we're just naturally friends. We just happen to be. And so it just happened to be. So it worked out in itself. His house looks like a hotel, by the way, y'all. You know. Listen, I almost want to show a picture that you sent me a picture a while ago. I was on the show. I was like, where you at, bro? It's crazy. That's right. It's a new phone. It's a new phone. You sit it with the backyard and the pool, and it was at nighttime, and it had the pillars up or something. It's crazy. Anyway, it was crazy. Listen, y'all. We need to learn how to have $2.5 million, and I can't do that. You can't do that. We can't do that with the state that you have been in. So I started the meeting off that way. Now it makes sense, don't it? It makes sense. Our number one problem right now is we can't show $2.5 million in a bank account.
As a collective or as a company?
As a company.
Okay.
That's our problem. Thank, I don't know, whatever Greek God, Hebrew God, whatever you like. Thank the trees. Thank watermelons. I don't know. Thank something, some entity that I'm smart enough to know don't take money. Because since I'm a lender, I understand that I keep telling people, don't take this money, and they still do it anyway. Don't do that to yourself. Don't do it. We need to learn how to do $2.5 million without effort. Luckily for y'all and us, Pastor Tony is leading Vibin, our social media that to replace TikTok, and it'll probably come from there. Sales team? Well, yeah, where Kenneth at? There you go. Unmute your mic, Kenneth. Can I count on you to say, forget them. Tony, I'm going to get this $2.5 million. The sales team going to get this $2.5 million all by ourselves. Can I count on that?
Oh, yeah.
And are you afraid?
Not going to happen. I got to get some of that.
Okay, there you go, then. All right, then. That's the, there you go.
D6 house in West. Go ahead.
I got 2 minutes left. Oh. No, go ahead and do it. No, go ahead. Let him see.
House? D6 house?
That's it. Who's that's
our
sales team.
D6 house?
That's
you
it.
Know?
Yeah, I don't know nothing about the sales team. They crazy, y'all. They're crazy. We need $2.5 million. And the great thing is, and I'm going to repeat it again. So when y'all see people get released, it is. I'm repeating it again, Phil. We need $2.5 million, and I'm not asking you for a dime. Sounds familiar, don't it, Jerome? And if you're not close to the sales end, you don't have anything to do right now. So sit back and just be supportive of the people on the front lines. I'm going to say it again. We need $2.5 million. I'm not asking you for a dime. This ain't no cult. I'm not asking you for nothing. Okay? I'm not asking you for anything. If you're not on the front lines, it looks like I'm taking too long and we ain't busy. That's because the further away you are from sales, the less you have to do. That's pretty much in every company in the world, to be honest with you. Since we're a tech company, the further you are away from the tech, the less you have to do. Half of y'all are in support roles. I ain't got nothing for you. We are a tech company that was started by salespeople. Therefore, That's what it work at, and that's how DNA feel. That's how we behave. Okay. If you are an administrative professional, you got to chill. There's no work for you right now. It can't be. Because if we focus on you, we ain't getting no money. And the circular problem is you want money. You want money. If you're in a support role, you don't know how hard we are working. You don't know how much is coming in. If you're a salesperson or a tech person, well, then you're in the right spirit. You're in the right place. It just makes sense. So I would like to tell you this as my 9:35 clock just hit. If you want out this travel problem, Ken, Michael, Grace, Travis now, Pastor Tony, Samantha, Semi Goa. I feel like I'm missing one person. No, Ebony, thank you. And Noella. I'm missing Noella too. Ebony and Noella. I guess I hate ladies, apparently. And I missed both the ladies. Called all the men out. Ebony and Noella. They are the most important people in this company. Y'all need to, I need to add in Dion and Ina, because they are doing all the, every time these people win, it messes up Dion and Ina, because they the back office. And it, like, every time the front win is successful, it messes up the back end, and then the back end got to, you know, that's what happens. That's exactly what happens. So Ina, these people are the most important people in the company, and you better start messaging them cupcake emojis or something, because I am paying attention, and I asked them, have you been supported today? I'm paying attention to this. I am paying Q-cats. Ina says Q-cats. I'm paying attention to this. The rest of you, we need $2.5 million in our account at all times. That means after we spend, it needs to be $2.5 million. We are bankable and we are grantable. Our problem is we have a cash flow problem. And cash flow is king. Nobody cares. Nobody cares that you have a good idea. Now, there's a way to fix a cash flow problem. And that is to say, I'll get this to you, but I need 50% ownership. Over my dead body. It ain't happening. You understand? We need $2.5 million every month. And the names I call are responsible for that. You owe them your gratitude. You owe them your respect. You owe them your honor. Yes, we are friends. I will fire you. I swear to God on my grandmother. She sleeps the big sleep. I promise you, I will fire you. You're on 30-day notice. You know who I ain't heard from, and you know who late, and you know who late and I ain't heard from. I give you my word, no matter how cool we are. My birthday is July 20th. On July 19th, I will trim the fat. Because I got to hire Derek. And he costs money. You can't plant better. You can't dominate. Love everybody.
Love you more.
All right, Grace, get the sales team. Get the sales team together. Let's go get this $2.5 million. We ain't worried about nobody else.
Okay. Listen,
hey, Antonio.
Yes, sir.
For those of us that are working on the what's it mean to be human, that's on the sales team.
That's on the sales. Yes, you're right. I forgot all about that. Yeah, so Phil and Susan now and everybody else who volunteered for that. That is absolutely. Absolutely. And what a strange set of events to yesterday. But anyway, I'll keep that quiet. If you, all I'll tell you is $400 is of $3,000 is far better than $0 of the million you got in your head. Y'all got to stop being so much employees. Crazy. Yeah. All right, y'all. Appreciate you. Thank you so much. And thanks. Love everybody. Y'all have a good one.
Love you more.
Love you more.